Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
For Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get Brilliant. A diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
9. Heartbreaker.
Call another man's name.
By Led Zeppelin. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Rick Heyman song. By the way, we've gone from two people in studio to four. Just like that.
It's crazy.
Like that. Crazy times like that. I look out.
That's Bill.
This is Bush. Bill Bush.
Bill Bush
is 93.7 The Ticket. Bill Bush. drove in from Omaha today. Made an administrative decision. So doing the show via Zoom.
I was wondering.
To drive in.
In the piano room?
To get back here.
Good, thank you.
And then I went to quickly get some coffee, and I look out, and I see Patrinka getting out of a truck. It's like she was moving cattle on the way. Before she came here, and she moved. She has a truck that it dwarfs mine.
It does.
It does. It's gigantic.
Wow.
And I'm like, was she out in the...
Because you drive a big truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, what was rig. Patrinka... What are you doing that?
Doing Patrinka?
Yeah. That's, like,
speaking of my studio,
are
us,
you moving cattle? Is that what you're doing?
No, but that is a cattle moving truck.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right.
There's no doubt. She's whipping around in a big rig.
Patrinka's with us. Why She's are you with us, by the way? What are you doing here?
Yeah, why are you here? Why are you on air?
Better time.
Better time.
Patrinka, are you nervous? Well,
no.
Are you nervous?
No.
She brought in some coffee.
Yeah, and she chimes in with songs. She gives her rating to me and Steve on Heyman every Thursday. So
now be prepared.
Be prepared. Giving a rating. You have to have an answer for us.
Bill, you start.
Yeah.
Well, Rick had a chance to be a hero. All he had to do was just play Ride Captain Ride again, as Jake like played yesterday.
Back-to-back days.
There would have been just tens across the board, so he had a chance. High T. That's high T.
Pretty high.
Yeah, pretty high T. Doesn't do a lot for me. Doesn't gain a lot of traction. Semi-solid. Might leave it on. I don't know if I do. 501.
Okay. All right.
Let's go 496.
Write these down, Katrinka.
496.
We're right in the same.
496 doesn't do much for me. And again, I think the problem is Jake's been on such a heater. I think that's made it difficult for me. And Jake's in a sweater vest.
I played Andy Kim. I played Blues Image. Yeah. That was Led Zeppelin.
What was Blues Image?
That was Ride Captain Ride.
Ride Captain Ride.
And then Rock Me Gently, Andy Kim on Tuesday.
I don't know what to do with this song. I don't like it. Yeah. I respect Led Zeppelin.
Yes, the respect.
But did you when you were playing basketball with your device in the window. You weren't playing.
The Loudmouth 2 is what it was called. The Loudmouth 2.
You weren't playing this.
No, there's never a time like, hey, listen, let's get this thing jazzed up. Let's toss in some Led Zeppelin from 69.
No, adult music.
Yeah.
It's kind of adult.
Yeah.
It's not very, you know, it's not feel good, you know? Not all rock is. This goes way the other direction, though.
In the basement, it'd be very dark and angry.
Yeah. I've never... Let's put it this way. I don't think I've ever made it through this song. So I'd be interested to hear the end of it, because I've never heard it.
I got about that far. Turn it off.
Play the end of the song, because we've never listened that far.
But I do respect Led Zeppelin, their art and all that. We're on the same page here. 4-8. 4-8. Okay, Patrinka.
Patrinka.
Her name is Katrinka.
With the K, we call her P, though. Patrinka.
We call her Patrinka.
What do you think?
What's your scoring? We hear you every week.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a huge Led Zeppelin fan.
I wouldn't think so.
No. It's way before my time. I'm giving it a 3.5.
But we like the honesty.
Do you like the song?
No.
The 3.5 would indicate that she did like it.
The 3.5 was the giveaway,
It
Steve.
Was a giveaway.
And by the way,
I had it at 9.2. Did you like it? No.
I wanted to hear the verbalized.
I think we're going
to
be at a point where Bill has the highest score. I'm going like a 3.8. I don't
I thought you'd like it.
No, I respect Led Zeppelin. I'm not a huge fan of them.
Have you made it to the end of that song?
No, I would turn that in a heartbeat.
Not a walk-up song.
Want to guess
not
Rudy's
a
walk-up song.
Rudy's going to like a little bit more than that. He's going to be a 6-1.
6-8.
6-8.
Get me on a classic Indian motorcycle in a high-speed chase with this
song.
Okay.
Wow.
So Rudy's got the high score then at 6-8. Well, we're now joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning.
Rick!
Not the highest scores for Led Zeppelin today, which I'm sure you're not surprised by, though.
Well, goodness gracious. Called in early trying to bail you guys out, and all of a sudden it's a party in there. What's going on?
Well, Patrinka showed up in a large truck. She'd been moving cattle earlier in the morning.
It was a little sleepy earlier.
Oh, come on, Rick. It wasn't sleepy. We were fine. We're yelling in here.
We appreciate your critiques, though.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God, did the bus stop and let everybody out here, or what? Hey, Patrinka, how are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you, Rick?
did the bus I'm stop good. And let everybody yeah. out? That's a good one, actually.
Good grief. Okay, well, sorry about that, guys. Gosh, now this is Forgotten Gems. This is one you don't hear every day.
You're right on that
according
one.
To you
it's not
guys,
forgotten. It's not a gem.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing, according to you guys. Forgotten Gems, and you can tie the Husker football angle into it as well, Heartbreaker. But now, incidentally, real quick, I have to comment. Coffee. So if the coffee isn't working, here's a tip: put grass-fed butter in it or coconut oil. Oh. It fills you up and it ramps up your metabolism. And it gives you a lot of energy. So there's a tip for your coffee.
Okay. Thank you.
Energy
Thank
boost. You.
Thanks, Rick.
Consider okay, that. So 1969, here's me and my sister. You know, I tell people, we had one TV, we had one stereo, a hi-fi, we had one car, and we had three channels on TV, and we had one telephone, and it was hooked to the wall. So this band comes out. Now, this is right as the Beatles are starting to kind of fade out. Okay, Beatles were 63 to 70. So me and my sister was, what, 15 at this time? I was 12 or 13. Here comes Led Zeppelin. This is their second album. And we had to sneak this record into our house. This is Led Zeppelin 2. So you got to think about this. This is early, early times. And my mother hated Led Zeppelin. And so we loved them. That was that era, you know. And we were rebels. And we had to turn it way down or make sure mom was out of the house. And we would crank this thing. And it was just...
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, From book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mystifying how great these guys were. By the way, that's kind of a dry recording. There isn't a lot of effects on that. That's just four guys. They kind of all played at once, and that doesn't happen, and that didn't happen back then. And so if you really listen to it, and there's a part coming up right after where Jake cut it off, the guitar solo in the middle, kind of was earth-shattering in the rock and roll world back in those days. So,
I'll take the L there, Rick. It's okay.
So between 63 and 69, it was all Beatles. It was all Stones, right? And in 63, the Beatles went on Ed Sullivan. And then they were considered acceptable by the older generation, okay? Because they were cute and their songs were catchy. But that led to this heavy metal, which Led Zeppelin really was the beginning of heavy metal music. They were just very, very different. And right after this song, immediately it goes into Livin', Lovin', She's Just a Woman. So
right.
There was no real break in between the two songs. So at the time, it was very radical. By the way, this record knocked Abbey Road out of number one on the charts.
Hmm.
That's how big it was at the time and how consequential it was. Abbey Road is probably the most famous Beatles record of all time. It was number one forever. This record, Zeppelin II, came along and knocked them out of first place.
Wow.
So
wow.
A lot of guitarists credit Jimmy Page as their biggest inspiration. Eddie Van Halen said the solo in Heartbreaker, which was next, we didn't hear, was how he learned how to play guitar. And Stevie Vai, all these guys just said this record changed their lives. So it's more of a musician thing. So it's just a great record. I hadn't heard it in a long time. I heard it the other day and I thought, I love that song. And he credits Jimmy Page in the studio, recorded the track using a Gibson Les Paul and a Marshall Stack, which became what everybody played after that. So the Les Paul is a very heavy, solid wood guitar, unlike a Fender, which was a little more lightweight, a little prettier sound. And the Marshall Stack, of course, was the giant amp. And, our guitar player Kent had a couple of them. But it's just loud and distorted and crazy. So it's just a great record. What can I say? Go back and listen to Led Zeppelin II from beginning to end and tell me you don't think it's earth-shattering. Okay, so with that in mind, Stump the Sippers, Coach Petrinka, and whoever else wants to jump in.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Sips first.
Petrinka's here.
At this time, really, in radio, which is where you heard your music,
right?
There was only like top 40 radio right up until this period.
Okay.
And in Lincoln, we're going to have a question about that in a minute. But there was a local station in Lincoln that started right at this time that played AOR, which is album-oriented rock. That was a new thing. They'd play a 10-minute song. You never heard of such a thing. What was the name or the call letters or the number of that radio station, Zip?
What time period again? Like, give me the like 69, a 5
69. 70.
It would have been 90.3 FM.
You get a CZ. It was 101.9 KFMQ.
90 KFMQ.
He tried.
Wow, right, here we go.
Here we go.
Right, 0 for 1.
We had a little radio. Like, I had mine in my bathroom because my mother wouldn't let me listen to it, so I had it real quiet.
Okay.
And your mother was a real wet blanket on the music. Yeah, we need to...
You didn't know back then. You didn't even know you had an FM band on your radio, okay? Mm-hmm. That was for old fart music.
Hmm. Old fart.
So we snuck it in there. Okay, Coach, the Yardbirds were the first band before Led Zeppelin, and they contained Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. All three of them were in the Yardbirds, which is insane. What is a Yardbird?
Wow.
Yardbird to me is a chicken.
You get a diamond!
Bill! Right.
Bill.
Yes.
Bill, that's impressive.
Well Thank done.
You. God.
Well, Petrinka knew it. Okay, the next question is for Petrinka.
Yep, third question here.
Third question, yes, you
for
got
Petrinka.
It.
Special guest,
Petrinka. Well, I got it. It's for everybody, but I'll give it
we'll
to
let
Petrinka.
Her do it. Petrinka's
it's
taking
Led Zeppelin
it.
Yeah. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Petrinka.
Of course they are.
Of course, diamonds for Petrinka.
Thank you. Way to go, Petrinka. Wait, well done. Yeah. Well done. Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, not only is Led Zeppelin in the Hall of Fame, but so Sauter Heyman. Pardon me, we're 120 years old. We are the Hall of Fame of jewelry. We have Heartland Diamonds, most beautiful diamond you've ever seen. If you don't believe us, we'll give you a free pair of dollar store readers to make sure you're not blind. We buy old gold. If you've been paying attention, the price of gold is at an all-time high. Dig at that old gold, bring it in. We're going to pay you top dollar. And a bonus if you trade it in. We can engrave anything on the little edge of the Heartland Diamond, by the way. So if you want a special message for the special person in your life, we can actually laser etch the edge of the diamond so you can only see it underneath a microscope. That's kind of cool. We've got the best master jewelers in the country. We're the best of in Nebraska for more than three decades. 120 years old, four generations, when only the best will do at Sauter Heyman, Lincoln, Grand Island, and the outlet in downtown. And I'll put more interesting things about the incomparable Led Zeppelin on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
Rick, always good stuff.
Thank you, Rick.
The time. We'll
Great
chat with
stuff.
You again next week.
Bye-bye.
Song of the day was Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Sippa got to the point where he says he's never gotten to the end of the song before. He's never got to it.
Have any of us got to the end of it?
No, no, I have not. I'd love to hear the end of that song.
No.
No. Petrinka, you got to be respect the mic.
Yeah. Okay, yes. I've not heard the middle end or very beginning till today.
Though. We're going to get you in here more often because you're very subdued. You're not this,
yeah,
this way.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a little bit of nervousness here because this is not our normal Petrinka. Because trust me, I've had the full.
Oh, we've got the.
I got the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, you got. Jake got a phone call.
Oh, over WS.
Jake had the World Series. Petrinka wanted to come every day for free.
Blurp.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was for the chamber.
Yeah, it's for the chamber.
It was,
yeah,
it was for the chamber.
Just trying to get free stuff. Petrinka was.
It
was.
We were trying to get free publicity for the blur on the. On our social media pages.
It worked out.
Yeah, it worked
the
out.
Chamber.
You know how to work it.
Yeah. He did. Petrinka, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mark,
you're welcome.
Mark Manning's in studio next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Manning's here.